investigators say suspicious packages sent to actor and Trump critic Robert De Niro and former Vice President Joe Biden are similar to the crude pipe bombs that had been sent to former President Obama, Hillary Clinton, and other Trump critics. Joining us now is Phil Ewing, NPR National Security Correspondent. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Jeremy.
And what more do we know at this point about these packages?
Well, the FBI says there were two of them addressed to the former Vice President, Joe Biden. They were discovered at a mail facility in Delaware, which, of course, is his home state. And then early this morning, the New York Police Department was called about one delivered to a restaurant, a kind of business address that De Niro uses for his operations in that part of Manhattan. And that brings the total number of these suspected devices to 10 across a number of Democratic or Democratic-linked targets, all of whom are political nemesis of President Trump.
One of the things we do know is that there are no stamp cancellation marks on some of these packages, which means these bombs may have been hand-delivered. Is that something investigators are watching?
They are. They're looking at everything, although it's not as clear-cut as that might initially make it sound, because some of these suspicious packages were discovered at a mail processing facility, the ones that we know about that were addressed to the former vice president. Mm-hmm. So some of them have been traveling through the mail. Others may have been hand-delivered, like the one that arrived at CNN's office in New York City on Wednesday. And so there may have been a mix of methods used to try and deploy these things to these various addressees. But the Postal Inspection Service, the FBI, the Secret Service, they're looking into how these things got where they were supposed to go, in addition to whoever sent them and what they contained.
Are you hearing anything about why none of these have exploded so far?
No, except that we know one of them was protectively detonated by an explosive ordnance disposal team in New York. It was addressed to the billionaire liberal financier George Soros, and a bomb squad responded and protectively blew it up, just to be confident. What our correspondents understand from law enforcement sources today is that the materials from that detonation are being used in this investigation. So whatever substances, whatever chemistry and other evidence that investigators can take from that package that was blown up, but again blown up by a bomb squad, not because it went off on its own, that's going to go into the subsequent investigation here. I should also mention the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, the ATF, is involved with this investigation as well, of course.
This has gotten very political very quickly. Last night in scripted remarks, the president said, let's get along. But this morning, he once again blamed the media, tweeting, the anger we see today in our society is caused by the purposely false and inaccurate reporting of the mainstream media. And this morning, the White House press secretary, Sarah Sanders, defended the president's response.
Day in, day out, there is a negative tone. 90% of the media attention around this president is negative, despite historic job creation, despite the fact that our economy is booming, despite the fact that...
Phil, what should we take from all of this?
Well, what appears to be the case is the president, the White House, have internalized some of the criticisms that have come in the past 24 or 36 hours about the political rhetoric in the United States, its tone and its temper. And the position they're taking is, this isn't on us. This isn't about me, the president says. This is about the type of coverage that I get from TV networks, newspapers, and others. And if there's someone who's been inspired by this negativity, that's the cause, not because of anything Trump or the White House has said. That's what their argument is.
Phil Ewing, NPR National Security Correspondent, thank you.
Thank you.